Did you know Fast Growing Trees is the largest online nursery in the USA? With more than 10,000 plant varieties and millions of satisfied customers. I have their trees and plants at my home, and they're fantastic. Have you had your fair share of landscaping woes and wasted weekends at crowded nurseries? Finding fast-growing trees will be like stumbling upon a hidden treasure, believe me. With fast-growing trees, it's different. From fruit trees to houseplants, they have it all delivered right to your doorstep. Plus, their plant experts are always available for advice. And here's the best part. This spring, they have up to half off on select plants. And my audience can get an extra 15% off by using promo code Bill at checkout. So please go to fastgrowingtrees.com, use promo code Bill at checkout. Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Coming up next, the news with Mike Slater.
Thank you, Bill. It is Tuesday, January 17th, 2023. Here's what's happening today in America. Donald Trump attacks Joe Biden. San Francisco's Reparations Committee has their conclusions. No inheritance for this family, but a big one for another. Also, Bill will be here with his message of the day. First, former President Donald Trump criticizing President Biden for not having a visitor's log for his Wilmington, Delaware home where classified documents have been found. Trump said, quote, Mar-a-Lago is a highly secured facility with security cameras all over the place and watched over by staff and our great Secret Service. I have info on everyone. Biden's team says they didn't have a visitor's log because it was a private residence. A couple months ago, California had a reparation committee decide that every black resident of California is entitled to $223,000 per person. But not to be outdone, the wacky city of San Francisco had their own reparation committee, and they just announced their own reparation recommendation. You ready for this? The San Francisco African American Reparations Advisory Committee concluded that every black resident of San Francisco is entitled to $5 million. A lump sum payment would compensate the affected population for the decades of harm that they have experienced and will redress the economic and opportunity losses that black San Franciscans have endured. By the way, California was never a slave state. Singer Marie Osmond says she does not plan on giving any inheritance to any of her kids. Quote, to me, the greatest gift you can give your child is a passion to search out who they are inside and to work. I think all an inheritance does is breed laziness and entitlement. I worked hard and I'm going to spend it all and have fun with my husband. She has a net worth of $26 million. If you had that much, would you pass it all on to your kids? Or is there such thing as too much to pass on? Like our final story, for example. A 19-year-old, Fred DeLuca, asked a family friend for advice on how to pay for his college education. The friend gave him $1,000 to open up a business. This business, 50 years later, is exploring a sale for $10 billion. Now, Fred passed away in 2015, but the sale would make his heirs some of the richest people in the country. That business that Fred opened up in 1973 with a $1,000 loan was Pete's Super Submarine Shop, today known as Subway. Bill, we'll be back with the message of the day.
Sorting through your expenses, estimated payments, and all those tax deductions can be overwhelming, might even lead to a failure to file and failure to pay penalties that pile up on your tax debt. The attorneys at Tax Network USA have been lifesavers for many Americans. Their team has successfully saved clients more than $1 billion in tax debt, a billion. Whether you're in the hole for $10,000 or $10 million, they are ready to help. The expert attorneys and tax professionals at Tax Network USA are equipped to secure the best settlement for you and help you resolve all tax cases. So please go to taxnetworkusa.com/bill. Or you can call 1-800-245-6000. These debt relief programs are expected to change, so get started now. please go to taxnetworkusa.com/bill, or you can call 1-800-245-6000. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day.
I have just finished looking at the San Francisco African American Reparations Advisory Committee report. Okay? So, they recommend to people on this panel that each African American in San Francisco receive a lump sum payment of $5 million in cash and total debt forgiveness. Whatever they owe, that includes mortgage, car, education, is paid for by the city of San Francisco. It's an astounding report. It says, quote, while neither San Francisco nor California formally adopted the institution of slavery, the tenets of segregation, white supremacy, and systematic repression and exclusion of Black people were codified through legal and extra-legal actions, social codes, and judicial enforcement, unquote. So therefore, reparations are demanded. Now, if this ever happened, and I don't believe it will, what about the people who have to pay the $5 million and all the debt relief? They're regular working Americans living in San Francisco. They have to pay it. Is that fair to them? Of course not. If anything like this ever passed, race relations would be set back maybe 100 years.
I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. If you'd like more honest news analysis, please visit BillO'Reilly.com. If you'd like to reach me, it's very easy. Bill@BillO'Reilly.com. Bill@BillO'Reilly.com. Name and town if you wish to opine.
Okay, here is the mail. David Hernandez, Conway, Arkansas. The special counsel to investigate Joe Biden will be the same as the rest. No results. Provide cover for witnesses. Nobody can answer questions due to an ongoing investigation. That'll be interesting to see, David, if your prediction is correct. If these congressional committees subpoena people and they come in and go, you know, I can't. It's only the law enforcement officials who can't comment. Everybody else can comment. And the law enforcement officials could comment if they wanted to. There's no law against it. Joseph Arino, Bronx, New York. Bill, why were President Biden's lawyers searching his offices and home anyway? Would seem that high-powered lawyers wouldn't be doing something like that as routine. Well, I mean, that's why the special counsel is there. He's supposed to find that out. Sharon, wasn't it established when President Trump left office, the GSA was responsible for packing up his papers and having him ship to Mar-a-Lago? Yes. General Services does all that. But the people in power, the president, vice president, senators, whatever, they say, take this, don't take that, take this, don't take that. GSA doesn't make those decisions. Diane Benson, West Caldwell, New Jersey. Bill, do you ever wonder if years ago Obama said, Joe, get rid of these boxes for me? Think of the content, Ukraine, Iran. Diane, the conspiracy stuff is everywhere. I hope you're not invested in it, but no, I never really wondered about that. Catherine, Hunter's laptop news suppressed before the 2020 election. Biden's classified documents suppressed before 22. What will happen before 24? I don't know. But the Biden information was suppressed by Biden himself about the documents, not by the media. And the media did suppress Hunter Biden, no doubt about it.
In a moment, something you might not know.
Recession and inflation are here. Gas, housing, and everyday goods are up, way up. And you want to be ready for any situation. So what would you do if there's no food on the shelf? Arc Heirloom Seeds are here to help. Did you know 99% of seeds sold today can't reproduce? With heirloom seeds, you only have to plant once. Then you can grow year after year, giving you and your family stability and security because things are getting crazy out there. Our all-in-one seed kit provides everything you need to grow your own food. This premium seed kit has over 65 varieties, 50,000 seeds, and stores for 15 years. You'll also also get our exclusive seed guide to make growing a no-brainer. Arc Seed Kits is a family-owned and operated business and the most trusted name in the nation for over 15 years. Our mandate is to get heirloom seeds into every home in America. Go to arcseedkits.com today and get free shipping by entering promo code podcast. That's arkseedkits.com. Promo code podcast. Get your seeds, get prepared, get growing. arcseedkits.com.
Now the O'Reilly update brings you something you might not know. 103 years ago today, the 18th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution went into effect. For the first time in American history, it was illegal for any person to manufacture, sell, or transport alcohol. Here is the story of prohibition. The movement to ban booze began in the early 19th century. Folks concerned about the adverse effects of alcohol formed local societies to promote what they called temperance. By the early 20th century, these groups had become very powerful, campaigning on the state level and calling for total national abstinence. In December 1919, the 18th Amendment, also known as the Prohibition Amendment, was proposed by Congress, sent to the states for ratification. Because it was a constitutional amendment, 2/3 had to say okay. Well, 1 year after the amendment was approved, on January 17, 1920, the USA became a completely dry nation, at least in theory. Once implemented, the experiment was a total failure, however. The consumption of booze stayed about the same in most of the country. Prohibition forced the alcohol industry underground, creating a criminal underworld dominated by gangsters like Al Capone and Lucky Luciano. Thousands of Americans got sick or died from bathtub gin and other concoctions made in people's homes. Canadian mobsters even sold rubbing alcohol mixed with maple syrup to speakeasies along the East Coast. At the onset of the Great Depression, politicians decided to revoke the disaster. Congress passed the 21st Amendment in 1933, repealing prohibition in every state. And here's something else you might not know. Today, Americans consume more alcohol than ever before, mostly because of the pandemic. A recent poll from Gallup shows 70% of us consider ourselves regular drinkers. On average, the typical person consumes about 500 adult beverages each year, 1.5 cocktails per day. 25% of Americans do not drink at all, but at least 6% are addicted to booze. Back after this. Spring is the perfect time to make smart financial moves like getting life insurance to protect your family. Did you know that 46% of Americans expect to leave behind debt? Policy Genius Life Insurance can cover those debts like mortgages, credit cards, car loans, college costs. In our Smart Life segment, understand that life insurance gets pricier with age and work coverage may fall short. Policy Genius simplifies by comparing quotes from top companies and ensuring unbiased advice. Their award-winning agents are ready to assist. So don't wait. Spring into action and secure your family's future. With Policy Genius, you can find life insurance policies that start at just $292 a year for $1 million of coverage. Head to policygenius.com to get your free life insurance quotes. That's policygenius.com.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.
I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. This is a crazy time in our country. It's stressful, a lot of anxiety, and it's going to get worse. And I realized that one of the things that helps me take away the stress is realizing that there's nothing new under the sun. So on this podcast, we take the news of the day and we run it through the Bible and other periods in history to realize that we've been through this before and we can rise above again. Politics by Faith, anywhere you listen to the podcast, Politics by Faith.